So before you listen to the sermon, read 1 John chapter 4. Yeah. So we're going through the book of 1 John. Chapter 4. And let's read the first verse.
ای مرکوبان هر روح را قبول مکنید بلکه روح‌ها را بیازمایید که از خدا هستند یا نه زیرا که انبیای دروغین بسیار به جهان بیرون رفتند.
Yeah, so John starts out, beloved.
دیگه مرکوبان عزیزان.
And from earlier chapters we spoke about, hey, this is written to Christians, to God's people.
از فصل‌های قبلی در مورد صحبت کردیم که این که رساله برای ایمانداران نوشته شده.
Yeah, here John is warning them.
و اینجا یوحنا یه اعلام خطر بهش می‌کنه.
They should not believe every spirit.
که هر روح رو قبول نکنن.
Yeah, they are to try the spirit to see if they're of God or not.
و ببینن روح‌ها رو بیازمایند که آیا از خدا هستن یا نه.
And why? Because there are many false prophets in the world.
به خاطر اینکه خیلی معلمین دروغی دنیا هستن.
Yeah, so John was basically saying, don't think that if anybody uses the name of Jesus, that He is of God.
در حقیقت هر کی که اینجا یوحنا میزنه میگه هر کی نام مسیح را آورد از طرف خدا نیست.
Yeah, the spirits he's referring to is basically referring to these prophets.
منظور از این کسایی از انسانهایی که روح دارن خودشون رو نبی میخونن.
Yeah, the preachers and the teachers.
اون واعظین و معلمینی که میگن ایمان دارن.
And to just see, if are these people that are true prophets? Are they of God?
نبی واقعی هستن؟ آیا از طرف خداوند هستن؟ آزمایش کنیدشون.
And he says there are not few, there are many false prophets. And they went out into the world. And the world today has many false prophets wandering
around.
So I don't think the number is getting smaller, I think the number is getting bigger. Yeah, go to Matthew 24. And read verses 4 and 5. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many.
Yeah, and
I think we all know this passage, and it's about the end time. And the disciples asked Jesus about the end times and it's coming.
شاگردان از عیسی مسیح پرسیدن در مورد روزی که برمیگرده چه شکلیه یا ما هر چه شکلیه.
Yeah, and chapter 24 is largely an answer to that question.
ما فصل 24 متا اکثرا جواب عیسی مسیح در مورد این موضوع.
Yeah, so we should not be surprised to find false prophets and false teachers.
پس معلمین دروغین به دست از واعظین دروغین رو پیدا کردن رو تعجب نکن.
Yeah, people will use the name of Jesus.
کسایی هستن که نام عیسی مسیح استفاده میکنن.
Yeah, but who are not of God.
اما از طرف خداوند نیستن.
And we have them in Athens as well.
تو آتن هم خیلی یاد داریم که نام مسیح استفاده میکنن.
Yeah, John is a warning for something that is just happening somewhere else in the world.
این در مورد این نمیگه که نگران این باشین که اونایی که دروغ میگن اون برای دنیا دارن دروغ میگن.
No, they're allowed into the world everywhere.
همه جای دنیا هستن حتی تو آتن خود یونان.
And therefore it's also a warning, yes.
پس در حقیقت اعلام خطر میکنه. So
how do we know who they are? And of course, earlier we've spoken about, hey, you can look at a fruit.
I'm
trying to figure out what kind of person it is.
And
of course, the fruit are their followers, those who come from them.
By
the fruit you so here also John gives another way of figuring out if someone is false or untrue. Read verses 2 and 3.
به این روح خدا را می‌شناسیم. هر روحی که به عیسی مسیح آمده در جسم اعتراف نماید از خدا. و هر روحی که اعتراف نکند که عیسی مسیح در جسم آمده از خدا نیست. و این از روح ضد مسیح که شنیده ایم که او می‌آید و الان هم در جهان است.
Yeah, so how do you know it? Every spirit, every teacher,
prophet,
that confesses that Jesus Christ, is come in the flesh, is of God. Yeah, that person has the spirit of God in it.
و اون فرد روح خداوند درونش هست.
And that every spirit or every prophet that does not confess.
و هر روحی که اعتراف
نکنه. That Jesus Christ is come in the flesh.
عیسی مسیح در
جسم. And the person does not have the spirit of God.
و این است روح ضد مسیح.
But instead has the spirit of Antichrist.
که اون میآید و عدم هم در جهان.
You might say like, oh, but anybody can say that.
میتونی بگی خیلی ها شاید بگن.
Yeah, that is true, but if you try them over a longer period of time, it will come out. You will be able to figure out what somebody really believes. And of course, if you talk to their fruit, to their followers, you will get an answer even much more quickly. Now, you might say, many people believe that Jesus came in the flesh. Now, people who are not Christians, the Muslims would believe that Jesus existed physically. The Jews believe that Jesus existed physically. But these groups are definitely not Christians. Yeah, the Bible says clearly, if you don't have the Son, you don't have the Father. But no, that doesn't say only Jesus. It makes it more clear. It says Jesus Christ. Now, sometimes we use Jesus Christ and kind of Jesus is the first name and then Christ is the last name or something like that.
But
that's not what it is.
Yeah,
Christ is a title. And the Bible gives us a definition of what it means. Yeah, Christ means Messiah. Go to John 1. And read verse 41, you can see there. John 1:41. He first findeth his own brother Simon, and said unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ.
او برادر خودشم او را یافته به او گفت مسیح را که ترجمه آن مسیح شده است یافتیم.
So why is he interpreting?
چرا معنیش گفته ترجمه چیه؟
Yeah, because the word Messiah is Aramaic.
که زبان آرامی هست در حقیقت مسیح نه در زبان
عربی. Yeah, it's the word that Daniel is using when he speaks about Jesus, when he's prophesying about him.
دانیال به زبان آرامی صحبت کلمه مسیح رو استفاده کرد کلمه ریمی.
Yeah, we have the word Christ which comes from the Greek.
و اون کلمه مسیح رو ما داریم که از زبان یونانی به انگلیسی گرفته.
Yeah, so those who deny Jesus the Messiah, Jesus the Christ, has come in the flesh and another God. Here's another example of that. John 4,
یوحنا 4,
25-26, where we see it again, the Messiah. It's the same as Christ. The woman said unto him, I know that Messiah is coming, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. John 4:25-26.
زن بدو گفت می دانم که مسیح یعنی مسیح شده می آید. پس انگامی که او آید از همه چیز به ما خبر خواهد داد. عیسی بدو گفت من که با تو سخن میگویم همانم.
So, do Muslims accept that Jesus is the Messiah that has come in the flesh?
No.
They have a different Jesus. Yeah, they do not believe that Jesus is the Messiah who came to save them.
Yeah,
they have another Jesus.
That's
Jesus that is not more than a prophet.
Yeah,
they deny Jesus Christ, the Messiah.
When
you go out soul winning, you often get into
discussion.
Oh, we believe in Jesus. No, you don't believe in the Jesus of the Bible. You believe in a Jesus, but not the Jesus of the Bible. Yeah, because the Jesus of the Bible is God in the flesh, and he is the Messiah.
Yeah.
Do the Jews believe that he is the Messiah? Yeah, that's come in the flesh. No, they're still waiting for their Messiah. They rejected Jesus. Yeah, John 1:11.
یوحنا 1:11
He came unto his own and his own received him not.
در مورد یهودیان گفته شده از یوحنا 1:11 آیه 11 به نزد قوم خود آمد و قومش او را نپذیرفتند.
And there are many more people who call themselves Christians even. Who are not believing that Jesus is the Messiah Jesus is not my Messiah. He's just the Messiah of the Jews. Now, if you claim that, you are not saved. You are not of God. That's what 1 John tells us here. And I would include those who teach a works-based gospel in that category as well. Yeah, because by adding works to salvation, you're not saying that Jesus is really the Messiah. Yeah, often they will give lip service to that. They will say that. But what they really believe is that they are going to heaven because of their own works. And that their good works will save them. So when you hear teachers and preachers, don't be fooled by the smile. Don't be fooled with the lip service they give you. Yeah, the Bible says to try them.
And
I've talked to pastors who gave lip service to the gospel.
که با انجیل در حقیقت سرزبونی می کردن و فقط اعتقاد زبونی داشتن.
Of course, I believe that the same is great. But then when you start listening to their sermons,
اما وقتی شروع کنی به موضوعشون گوش کردن,
you can hear another gospel.
یه انجیل دیگه رو می شنوی.
Yeah, and gospel where Jesus is denied as the Messiah. Okay,
my flesh. انجیلی که رد می کنه که مسیح تنها راه نجاته.
Now, if it would be very, very obvious, we don't need a warning. But it's often not that obvious. And the Bible says therefore try
it.
Figure out if a certain teacher has the Spirit of God. Or has the Spirit of Antichrist. And this was already a problem then. It says in the end of 3, this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already is. Yeah, this has been busy. This has been going on. Yeah, we saw the same thing in John 2:18 earlier. First John. Little children, it is the last time, and as you have heard that Antichrist will come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is yet the last time. Now there's a small difference between those two. In 1 John 4, it refers to the spirit of Antichrist. In 1 John 2, it talks about the Antichrist. And I'm not going to go into it, but I believe this points to that Satan wants to imitate the Trinity. Unholy Trinity. Yeah, the spirit being represented by a false prophet or the false prophet eventually. Which will cover when we go over the end times. Yeah, you can read it in the book of Revelation if you want. Yeah, but that's for another time. Yeah, but what we need to get from this is all getting less.
اما چیزی که داشت میفهمیم
اینه که it's getting more.
همیشه بیشتر باید
And we need to try teachers and preachers to listen to.
و باید به هر کی که گوش میکنیم آزمایشش
رو. Yeah, we need to be watchful. Go to verse 4.
ای فرزندان شما از خداوند هستید و ولیشان غلبه یافتید. زیرا که او در شما بزرگتر است از آنچه در جهان است.
Yeah, you are of God.
شما از
خداوند هستید. Again showing that John was speaking to Christians.
بازم صحبت میکنید که با ایمانداران داشت یوحنا
صحبت
میکرد. ای فرزندان
Yeah, how is that we are of God? How did we overcome them? Now, first of all, who to them?
Yeah.
The false prophets, the false teachers. Yeah, those who will deceive. How have we overcome them? Go in the next chapter for a moment. 1 John 5:5.
کیست آن که بر دنیا غلبه یابد جز آن که ایمان دارد که عیسی پسر خدا
So in spite of the spirit of Antichrist working against us
با اینکه روح ضد مسیح بر ضد ما کار میکنه
Yeah, through these false prophets, false teachers and preachers
طبق معلمین دروغی، نبیان دروغی و
Yeah, we've overcome
پیروز شدیم
by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ
خداوند به عیسی مسیح
Yeah, this world is not gonna point you in the direction of Jesus. This world is leading you away from Jesus. And you're actually overcoming when you believe on Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
by seeking out the truth.
دنبال حقیقت رفتن، حقیقت رو پیدا کردن، اون موقع پیروز می‌خوایم. پیروزی رو هم به دست آورد.
Go to Matthew 7.
متی فصل 7 رو باز کنیم.
And we push 7
to 8.
Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Everyone that asks receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh it shall be opened.
بخواهید به شما داده خواهد شد. بجویید خواهید یا بکوبید و برای شما گشوده خواهد شد. زیرا هر که بخواهد یابد. کسی که بجوید دریافت کند. هر که بکوبد برای او گشوده خواهد شد.
Now the good news is that when we seek, we find.
خبر خوش اینه که اگر جستجو کنیم پیدا می‌کنیم.
And I love to listen to people's testimonies how they came to Christ.
و خیلی دوست دارم شهادت زندگی بقیه رو بشنوم که چجوری ایمان آوردن.
Yeah, their quest for truth.
اون که واقعا جستجو حقیقت میکردم و چجوری اون جستجو پیدا شد
Ask questions to
سوال پرسیدن درست پرسیدن
thought, and finally they come across this soul and will give them the truth
و آخرتر رفتم به سمت اون چیزی که دنبال نجات دهندشان بودم به سمت حقیقت
میده Yeah, that's a blessing to hear how God will work in your life
بشنویم که خداوند چجوری تو زندگی اونها کار میکرد
Reverse 4 again
آیه 4 رو دوباره بخونیم ای فرزندان شما از خدا هستید و بر ایشان غلبه یافتید زیرا او که در شما است بزرگتر از آنی که در جهان است
Why are they of God?
چرا از خداوند هستند؟
Yeah, because greater is he that is in you
زیرا او که در شما است
than he that is in the world Who is in us? As Christians
کی درون ما است به عنوان مسیح
Yeah, it's the Holy Spirit That God lives in us
خداوند در درون ما
زندگی می‌کند As soon as we get saved
به محض اینکه نجات پیدا کردیم
The Holy Spirit comes to live in us
روح القدس درون ما زندگی
می‌کند Yeah, he is the guarantee and the day of redemption
او ضامن ما است و روز آزادی
Yeah, he is with us
او با ما
He's always there
او همیشه با ما
Yeah, the Holy Spirit it will never go. Go to Ephesians 12. Verse 14. And that's different from abiding in Christ, abiding. Ephesians 1, 12 to 14.
تا از ما که نخست به مسیح اعتماد کردیم جلال او ستوده شود و در وی شما نیشون کلام راستی یعنی بشارت نجات خود را شنیدید در وی چون ایمان آوردید با روح قدوس وعده مهر شدید که بیانه میراث ما برای بازخرید آن ملک خاص او تا جلال او ستوده شود
Yeah, so where are abiding the way we live our lives have an effect on how we abide in Christ
and the Father.
Yeah, it's the effect of the fellowship
if we
Yeah, the Holy Spirit is always there
and
he that is in us and the Holy Spirit yeah, he is greater than he that is in the world yeah, if the Holy Spirit has taken its fall in you
اگر روح القدس اون قسمت رو از زندگی شما گرفته ساکن شده
no demon can ever go in there.
هیچ وقت چیز شیطانی باید
زندگی شما Christian cannot be demon possessed.
یک مسیحی نمیتونه روحش پلید درون زندگی
I listened one time to a preacher. Not because I thought he was a good preacher, but I was only one of the
things.
Yes, he actually was claiming in one of his, I call it speeches, but not sermons, at his speeches. Yes, he had been possessed by then a demon.
اعلام میکنه که یه زمانی دیو زده بوده.
While claiming to be Christian at the same time.
زمانی که ایمان داشت دیو زده بوده.
That's a false proof.
That
is true. That's not safe.
نشون میده که نجات
نداری. Yeah, once you're safe, it's impossible
to be demon possessed. دیگه نمیتونه شیطان و ارگان شیطانی در اون زندگی کاری داشته.
Because he that is in you is greater than
all. It is his true statement.
If you as a Christian would have demons, that mark would be a lie. Go back to 1 John. And read the 5.
ایشان از دنیا هستند، از این جهت سخنهای دنیوی میگویند و دنیا ایشان را میشناسد. ایشان را میشناسد.
Yeah, so these false prophets are of the world, not of God, and therefore the world will listen to them. And you have these big name preachers, and they're very popular in the world. Now that's a direct indication. That's dealing with a false prophet. If everybody likes that teacher,
I mean
of course the world, then there is an issue. Now, I do not know one single popular preacher that is actually safe.
نمیتونم بگم یک واعظ مشهور دنیوی دارم که بگم اون نجات داشته. همیشه
مرده‌ها شما نجات داشته. همه نامه‌های
بزرگی که داریم همش معلم
دروغی
دارن. انجیل دروغی دست میدن.
Feel good messages.
فقط پیامایی که حال خوب باشه.
And a world will hear them.
دنیا دوست داره اینا رو بشنوه.
Yeah, it attracts those who are not in Christ.
و اونایی که در مسیح نیستن جذبش میشن.
Yeah, because it's not an offensive message.
چون پیامی نیست که ناراحتش
کنه. It's something they like.
جایی که زخم داره
Now, preaching a truth will offend.
And it will
not make you popular. It doesn't make you famous, it makes you infamous. So God is giving us a way to figure out what kind of prophet somebody is. Yeah, if they confess that Jesus Christ
and
God is of God. If not, it's not of God. Hey, the world hears him. Be careful, not of God. And so God is helping us to identify these
people.
1 John 4:6.
ما خدا هستیم به حق خدا را میشناسد. ما را میشنود و اون که از خدا نیست ما را نمیشنود روح حق روح نادرستی را از این میشنود
Yeah, so John says, hey, we are of God. Yeah, we do speak the truth. And of course, John is one of the people that were moved by the Holy Spirit to write down these things. Yeah, what John is writing down is God's word. And people who do not hear what God is saying, and I mean that's understanding, of course, not being deaf or not, but yeah, these people are not of God. These people have the spirit of error. Here's why. Yeah, because unless you have the Holy Spirit in you, you're unable to understand that Jesus is God. Go to 1 Corinthians 2. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned.
اما انسان نفسانی امور روح خدا را نمیپذیرد زیرا که نزد او جهالت است و آنها را نمیتواند فهمید زیرا قضاوت آنها روحانی میباشد
and that's why I'm not for organizing Bible studies for unsaved people.
برای همین میگم کسی که ایمان نداره درس کتاب مقدس هم بهش دادن فایده نداره.
There are many churches that with good intentions go through teaching in the Bible with unbelievers. The problem is they cannot understand the spiritual things. Because they lack the Spirit of God. Yeah, because these things are discerned spiritually. What they need to get is somebody explaining the gospel to them. Now go to John. John 8:47. It's a verse that says very much the same as
1 John 4.
Yeah, he that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. Yeah, so those who are of God, they will hear, they will understand what God says in His word. And those who are not understanding are not of God. Yeah? Of course, it can be that somebody doesn't understand something because they have not learned yet. Yeah, but if you show them from the word of God, the truth, they will get it. But if somebody, and specifically a preacher, doesn't believe clear scripture,
yeah,
not the prophet of God.
Yeah,
so for me it's a big red flag.
If
a preacher doesn't understand basic things of the word of God, yeah, because the prophet of God has to line up with God's word. Now, of course, this applies to major issues.
Yeah,
if somebody is off on end times, it doesn't mean he's not safe. But if this is about, for example, the Trinity, yeah, that Jesus is God, salvation, things like that,
you
don't understand that?
Yeah,
false prophet. Yeah, you're not just wrong on the subject, no, you're a false prophet. So the first part of this chapter basically shows us how we can distinguish true prophets and false prophets. Now the rest of this chapter, they will focus on the love of God.